Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see gradual clearing becoming mostly sunny with a high near 20 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 7, and on Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 31, breezy with a southeast wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news for today, primary elections will be held in the WDRT listening area tomorrow, Tuesday, February 15th. On Friday, we reviewed the candidates for the position of mayor in Viroqua. Today, we look at the Vernon County Board of Supervisors. There are three candidates running for District 6, Joseph B. Kliber, Michael D. Whitfield, and John J. Pedretti. Kliber is a third-generation local farmer and says the main issues are bringing broadband internet to the county and keeping roads in good condition. Whitfield is retired and says his interests are zoning, taxes, and floodplains. Pedretti owns a vineyard and says his interests are to preserve and support family farm operations and agribusiness, as well as the hospitality and service industries. There are three candidates running for Vernon County Board of Supervisors from District 7. The candidates on the spring primary ballot are LaVon Felton, Joseph Eklund, and Nathaniel Sleck. Felton, also known as Spanky, is president of the Vernon County Development Association. His main goal is to bring the business and farming communities together and sees the main issue of the county to be economic development, providing good jobs to keep younger people in Vernon County, and balancing agriculture, tourism, and smart growth. Eklund is running for the first time and says he has an interest in restoring constitutional rights to prevent government abuse of citizen rights. Many of the issues facing the county are examples of balancing individual property rights with responsibility for negative externalities, Eklund said. Nathaniel Slack is an organic farm certifier and says that one big issue is runoff and water quality, which are key concerns for Vernon County's beautiful landscape. Appropriate management of waste and fertilizer applications are necessary to protect our resources for the future, he said. There are three candidates running for 9th District, incumbent Martha Olson, incumbent Kevin Larson, and Anna Jo Doerr. Olson says issues in the county include the county landfill and says she does not believe simply purchasing land and burying waste is a long-term solution. Larson is a farmer and sees the county issues as a need for more matched funding resources, attracting more outside business opportunities, affordable housing, and flood control. Doerr cites issues as the closure of the Vernon County landfill because of the nature of the geology of the area in conjunction with the enormously increased flood events of recent years, and says she would like to see the county respond to the pending decommissioning of numerous dams in the area with a creative watershed-scale wetland and flood restoration plan. The Vernon County Board voted to adopt a tentative redistricting plan in October that reduces the number of districts and supervisors from 29 to 19. This report comes in part from interviews published by the La Crosse Tribune. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Viroqua. Voting is at the Church of Christ, 825 Nelson Parkway. Legal ID is required to vote. Same-day registration will be offered at the polls. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.